one particular way is that when we look at our data, if we all look at the data together, I'll look at it first, but we share the data. If I notice that a teacher's assessment scores maybe are lower in a particular area, and maybe it's the reading or the language mechanics or math computation or vocabulary or whatever it is, if it's relatively low, then the first thing I'll do is facilitate that teacher being able to spend more time planning with a teacher who's done well. And I call those model teachers or exceptional in that area. We don't have to use that term with them. They know that their kids did better than my kids, and they have that pride of wanting their own students to do better. One thing I'll do, and the assistant principal will do, we'll go into a classroom and teach a group of second or third graders or kindergarten. I taught kindergarten for a half a day so that that teacher could go and visit another kindergarten teacher's classroom. And those teachers actually went to another school. But we have excellent teachers within our own school. So sometimes assistant principal and I will go and teach a classroom for an hour, 2 hours, half a day, whatever, so that a teacher can visit another classroom. We also have common planning times. That's one thing I put in our schedule, that our teachers plan together pretty much they 4 out of the 5 days for the most part. Sometimes, depending on the schedule, it may only be 3 times, but they have to meet together at least once a week, but they have lots of opportunities throughout the week that they can get together and plan. We have focus days about 6 times a year next year. Those are half days. Again, there's 6 times a year in which teachers can plan together with teachers from our own school. They can also get together with other teachers within the school district.